The activist 70s is also the time of the first Pride. Now, it wasn't called Pride at the time. The forerunner for Pride was a gathering in Copenhagen that marked an important event that took place on the other side of the Atlantic 2 years earlier, the so-called Stonewall Riots. In 1969, a number of spontaneous protests took place in New York City by the city's queer community. The protests emerged as a reaction to a large-scale and very violent raid on the gay bar, the Stonewall Inn. This led to the first Pride parade in New York City in 1969 and the birth of the global Pride movement. Since 1971, this has been commemorated with demos in Copenhagen, and in 1996, these demos globally became Pride, with the first Copenhagen Pride Parade marching as Copenhagen Pride, and which in 2021 will be greater than ever before. The 70s, then, is a decade characterized by activism and visibility, unification and the fight for acceptance, an energy that is carried into the 80s until the sudden and unexpected arrival of a dark period for especially gay men, the AIDS epidemic. But the 80s are about more things than just AIDS. There are bright spots too. One great victory in the fight for equality was won in 1981, when homosexuality was once and for all removed from the Danish Health Authority's list of mental disorders. In 1987, new laws were introduced to protect sexual minorities against discrimination, and last but not least, the world's first registered partnership between two same-sex partners was performed at Copenhagen City Hall on October 1, 1989. The 1990s is the decade when the identity movements begin to form, and a time when not only acceptance, but most of all equality and equal rights for all, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, gender representation, or other intersectional minority statuses, becomes the focus.
Up through the 90s, there was an increased focus on rights and equality for and within the queer community. But despite this new focus, nonetheless, 1997 sees a backlash. It is made illegal for doctors to inseminate women who don't live in a heterosexual relationship. This provokes a midwife, Nina Stork, to set up her own clinic where she inseminates single women and lesbians, as the ban only extends to doctors and not other medical professionals. And not until 2006 is it actually made legal for single and lesbian women to be inseminated by doctors.